This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tween, let's talk everything outdoors. Yeah, it's time to hop on the crazy train.
All aboard!
Welcome to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors, presented by Coleman Insect Repellents. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Well, good morning, folks. It is now time for the second hour here on the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors. Our special guest and a regular guest on the show is Lori Scherf, an accomplished anglers. Yes, and you know, Lori's in the studio filling in for Danny today. We come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live, as I always say, and we don't rehearse anything. and if you want to get in on a conversation, 799-1250 is the phone number. That's 414-799-1250. And right now, we have a special guest on the line, our Up North Report, you know, from Dennis. Dennis from Boulder Junction. Hey, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good morning.
We're good. This is Lori. I'm introducing you to Lori. This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Lori, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's that? We didn't catch that last part.
I said, Lori, nice to talk to you this morning.
Same here. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, where are you at now? Are you calling from home or from the restaurant?
I'm calling from the restaurant. I'm going to have hopefully some coffee and maybe a snack or something. And then we were planning on going fishing this morning, but there's a front moving through, and it looks like it's going to be a little rainy for a while here, so we're going to watch that for a while and then maybe head out.
Oh, really? Maybe you should get out before the rain.
That's
always
the
really
time.
Good. Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea, but when I look at the radar, it looks awful.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Do I need to send you a rain suit, Dennis, like a poncho or something?
Yeah, you should.
How is the fishing up there in God's country?
Fishing has been pretty good. Water temperature, Tom and Laurie are still between 68 and 70 degrees, which is quite warm. And that's unusual for this time of year, but we've had unusual weather all week. It's been beautiful. It's been nice and warm, and it's got to start cooling down a little bit. I know we had our world-class muskie classic here last weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, we had 668 people, and that was right after that front that moved through when we had all that rain. And it was calm seas and just beautiful weather, and they didn't catch a lot of fish. Of all those fisher persons, there were only 39 fish caught. So,
wow!
Yeah,
wow!
So that's a lot of people for a few amount of fish. But everybody had a good time. It's a bragging rights contest, and everybody enjoys getting out. You get to see the people that you don't see all summer long. Everybody's busy, but muskie action is going to be picking up here pretty quick, and I know walleye action is starting, and that's why we're going out this morning to try for some walleyes, and hopefully we'll get successful.
You got a favorite lake you're going to for the walleyes today?
Yes, it was overcast this morning, and I have two lakes that we like to fish, and one of them is the big lake just south of Boulder, which is Trout Lake, and that's a clear water lake, and you don't need the clear skies for that lake. It's tough to fish anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
That's some of the lakes, but we got within a 10-mile radius of Boulder Junction, we have 200 lakes to choose from. So our biggest job in the morning is to decide where we're going to go fish.
I know that's got to be difficult. You know, you're going, oh, there's so many good lakes there. You know, so many good ones. Yeah,
it's such a problem to have.
Yeah,
that's a very good problem to have. It's great. So
Now, you're a live bait guy for the walleyes?
Pretty much live. We do this time of year, and starting in maybe another couple of weeks, we'll jig with them with spoons and just a head of a minnow on it, just for scent.
Yeah.
Spoon. When I say spoon jigger, they're jigging spoons and small ones. And vertical jigging is the best way. And we usually like to get out where it's about 35, 40 feet of water approximately. And it's kind of rugged with rocks, so you have to almost vertical jig, otherwise you're going to get hung up.
Yeah.
If you can keep the boat still and hold it, you can vertical jig for walleyes. And they're in there feeding that time, this time of year. And it's been very successful for us.
Have you ever tried those Kalen jerk minnows on a darter head?
Yes, we have. We got one fellow that fishes with us. He likes to use the Kalen rigs, and we've tried those. And when I was down in Madison at one of the sports shows for our chamber, I picked up, I talked to an individual down there that was making some of his own jigs, like a Kalen jig.
Yeah.
And I bought some of those, and I haven't had a chance to try them yet, but I will be here in the next couple of weeks. So it's, you always got to try something different. You never know what's going to work the best. So.
Yeah, I tried a jerk minnow this last week, for the walleye, and all I caught were little northerns. So they liked it.
Yeah,
they liked it. Yeah, what the heck?
Northerns like anything. But,
yeah, that's right.
You're right.
And the northern action has been excellent. And right now, if you want a bass fish, the last couple of weeks, the people that are going out, they're catching a ton of bass.
And probably big ones, too.
Yes, definitely.
They are big fish. They're 18 to 20 inches, and they're smallmouth and largemouth bass, and they're a lot of fun to catch. And and we have a lot of bass in our lakes up here.
Yeah.
A lot of the lakes are catch and release. So it's good bass fishing. And we have our local guides up here. If somebody wants to come up and fish, get a hold of one of the local guides and tell me you want to bass fish, and they'll take you to the lake where you can catch them.
And now your musky days, is that's the one where you roll up the streets and close off the town and you have the big party?
Yes, we just finished that, Tom. We just had Musky Days Jamboree here. It was a three-day event, and the weather cooperated, and we had a fantastic time. And I bet you we had between 8,000 and 10,000 people here in town
over
the weekend.
Holy moly!
Wow. That's like Harley Fest.
Wow!
That's exactly right. And then Camp Manitowish, which is one of our anchors in town for the youth group, they just had their 100-year anniversary, and they had about 1,200 or 1,500 people in town. So town's been quite busier for the last few days.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, it's
good.
In another month, it's going to be like a ghost town.
Yes, it does quiet down, but when you're locals here, you kind of sit back and say, oh, Jesus, this is kind of nice. We got this town to ourselves, and you kind of get selfish about it. But it's nice when people come up. They have a good time. It's nice when the weather cooperates. And obviously, when you come up here on a vacation, you want to be able to go out and do whatever you do with fishing or bike. Our bike trail system is fantastic. It's going to get national recognition here very shortly. So we have, 60-some miles of connected paved bike trails, So people, there's lots of things for people to do.
Right. He's Dennis Royce, our Boulder Junction connection, calls us every now and then to let us know what's going on in God's country.
Right.
And you are so lucky to live up there, my friend.
Oh, yeah. many years ago, Tom, I said, I want to move up here and live up here permanently. And it was a long time ago when I said that, but I finally made it happen. And I totally enjoy it, and I enjoy the people, and I enjoy all the people that come up here. And we see a lot of people from the show and, through our contests that we have at the sports show time, and these people are now coming on a regular basis. So that's kind of nice to see some of the people that's listening to you on your show, right?
Well, thank you for calling in, Dennis, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
You all have a great weekend.
We will. Good luck. Dennis. Thanks.
Okay,
bye now.
Okay.
And in the studio with me is Lori Scherf. And Lori, let's just turn our attention a little bit to deer hunting. Now, you've got something on the desk here. When it gets a little cooler out.
Yeah, obviously not now.
Right.
But I've used it for deer hunting and ice fishing. It's a Volt, V-O-L-T, heated vest.
A heated vest.
This is a zero layer.
Is this with sleeves or without?
This is without sleeves.
It's just a vest.
It reminds me of a vest that you would wear for a tuxedo.
Yeah, it looks very light.
It's very light. That's why they call it a zero layer. It's kind of like the Milwaukee heated vest, but this one you can put a t-shirt on, put this over your t-shirt, and it's a battery pack.
Yeah.
And I bought an actual extended battery pack, which lasts me almost all day, like on a low to a medium heat. Mm-hmm. And what I like about this one is it has a heater on each side of your chest, and then it has one on your back, on the upper back, but then it has one on the lower back where you get it over your kidneys.
Yeah, right.
And that's where I get chilled, is over your kidney area. And when you turn this on, I have actually a remote control for the battery, so you don't have to reach in and dig through all your hunting clothes or ice fishing stuff. Keep that remote control in your pocket, and you can just turn it on when you're just
so you there. Put on this light vest mm-hmm.
and you put
your
all your heavy stuff over
and it's just keeps
and
you,
it just keeps it takes that
keeps
chill
it
off, and you can put it on high, and it's like a almost like a heating pad. Yeah. It is awesome. And I actually I got this through, like I said, Volt Heat, V-O-L-T, and I deal with a Colby Wright, and he's just been awesome product, and he's got multiple different things out there, jackets, vests for men and women, gloves, you name it, he's got it. And pretty reasonable on their pricing.
Yeah.
And you can find them on the internet. And I
under Volt Vests or something?
Volt.com.
Yeah, Volt.com.
Just look, you can Google it. And he's got some awesome products out there. I cannot say enough about. I just wanted something that wasn't bulky because I wear enough hunting clothes or ice fishing stuff. Just wanted something. That's why I went with the Zero Layer. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice and thin, and you know, obviously they have the jackets and stuff that you can get to, and and more vests and stuff if you're hiking or whatever. And he has heated socks; he's got everything. But I just wanted something that was I didn't need an extra bulk of a layer,
right?
And you want to basically, like I said, wear a t-shirt or a lighter layer first, put this over it, and then anything else and above and beyond. Over that, and then I keep the remote control either on a zipper or in my pocket.
I should get one of those for my wife because
she's awesome.
She's always cold in the house
oh,
in the wintertime. She's always cold.
Turn the heat on.
Yeah, well, that's what I tell her, but she no. She keeps it at a certain degree, you know.
Right.
And it's like I'm freezing and she's freezing, and it's like
don't be such a wimp.
What? I should go against her wishes?
She likes it cold, right? That's how I am. I have the air going on in January.
I
got married to my wife because we both like it real cold.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's so much as she likes it cold, but she's always wearing extra stuff, sweaters or sweatshirts and that.
Right.
And I say, just turn up the heat. And no, got to watch that heat stuff, you know. And so I think she keeps it at like 68 in the wintertime.
Well, I keep mine at like 64, so you better be wearing a jacket.
Well, actually 68,
I like that. 60,
yeah. 68 during the day, and then I think it's 64. Four at night when we go to bed. Yeah, we don't have one of those automatic things that changes.
Right.
She changes it at night
manually.
And then again in the morning. Yeah, it's like.
But yeah,
just,
this product
that
I,
would
know,
work for her.
They definitely, you know, they have all different kinds of stuff. And you know, my husband and I both have one now, and I was the first one to buy one, and he was kind of like, "Well, that's kind of nice." And it does come with just a regular battery pack, but I found that it only lasted for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And if we're out there all day, you know, I want to be able to have it last.
Right.
And it is a rechargeable battery pack, so you can recharge it. And so now I have two batteries, you know, the extended life and then the regular one.
Right.
You know, everything has to be charged. And you have charger cords everywhere.
Yes,
all over the house.
I know, yeah.
And, but, you know, I swear by this product. You know, they do have like the Milwaukee ones and stuff like that. And but I just, you know, they didn't have this Zero Layer. And
it's very thin. I like that. Well, listen, coming up next, and Lori, you're gonna have to do the picking for Bushy.
I hope you do
terrible for Bushy. I mean, do you like NFL football?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you're a Packer fan and all that.
Well,
you're gonna love this.
I'm just not picking the Vikings though.
No, coming up next,
we'd kick you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming up next, but that might not be a bad pick this week. But anyway, coming up next,
don't you dare.
Coming up next is the NFL football picking contest brought to you by Curly's Waterfront Pub. All you got to do is tie or beat any one of us here, any one of us three, and you will win a $10 gift certificate to Curly's Waterfront Pub on Pewaukee Lake. It's just kitty corner from Smokey's Musky Bait and Tackle Shop. And trust me, folks, everybody wins because if you can't at least tie us, then you just stop watching football. Anyway, because we're really bad at this, except for Ryan. He's pretty good.
I'm undefeated.
Oh,
yeah, he's good.
He's something else. But anyway, 799-1250. Now, what caller are you going to take, Ryan?
For this one, I'm going to go caller number, let's do two. Okay, caller number two.
Caller number two, 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. Be a contestant in the NFL football picking contest. We'll be right back with more with Lori Scherf and me, Tom Neubauer. Stay tuned for more. Okay. Hey, folks, we're going to be starting the NFL theme any second now, so we need a contestant to play the NFL football picking contest brought to you by Curly's Waterfront Pub on Pewaukee Lake. You will win. I guarantee you, you will win a $10 gift certificate to Curly's Waterfront Pub. And all you got to do, all we do is we pick by the point spread of the NFC North division and, of course, the Wisconsin Badger game. So all you're doing is just picking, you know, a team.
Pick a
team.
You know,
pick a team. And it's that easy to win a $10 gift certificate. You know, and I'll tell you, well, we do have a caller. I was just going to say.
There we go. Finally, right?
Yeah,
finally.
If we didn't get one, I was going to say, I'm keeping it. Well, no, I'd have to. No, I take
let's
it back.
Go to lunch.
I'd have to give it to Lori.
Yeah.
I'd have to give it to Lori. But, oh, sure. Now all the phone lines
light up.
Are lit.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. So here's how we're going to do it. Let's. We're not even going to screen it. We're just going to go
just
fly off
just
the cuff of our pants.
Pick who, which
and
one
we'll
you want.
We'll go number two, like I said. Boom.
Who okay. do we got? Hey. Oh
that's why
up.
You usually screen those bad boys.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who we got here?
Who do you got here? Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Jeff.
What's the name?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Have you played this before?
No, not football.
You've played the other stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now it's the NFL. Are you a football fan?
Oh, no. Not at all.
You're not.
No.
I think you're giving me a hornswoggle there.
Yes, he is.
All right.
No, that's not the one that I won.
No. All right. Ryan's going to start off with what happened last week.
And do us a favor, Jeff. Stay on the line after we do the pick so I could get your information because it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy to beat us, so you'll probably win.
No, you're going to win for sure.
So we'll recap last week really quick with the Badgers New Mexico game.
You don't have to tell us all the scores. Just tell us our stats.
No, I wasn't going to give you the scores. I can't remember that much, man.
What's our stats?
Pretty much the Badgers did not cover, so I lose that one. Our caller lost that one, and you and Danny both won. Bears-Packers. Packers win the game, but they don't cover. So pretty much the caller was wrong. So the caller's 0-2. I was right. Tommy had the Packers. He was wrong. And you had the Bears as well. So you actually have two.
Oh.
Ooh.
I didn't take the Bears.
Danny took the Bears.
We all took the Vikings, so we all won that one. Everybody actually took the Lions and lost because the Jets upset the Lions on Monday Night Football. They lit them up pretty good. So I'm the only one that won that. So Danny is 3-1 on the season.
Is he really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Tommy, you are
2-2.
Yep, 2-2. I am 3-1, and the caller was had a rough week. We'll just say 1-4.
1-4.
Okay,
well, so they won anyway.
All right. Yeah, they're winners at life. Let's go with this week. Let's start with today's game, 2:30 p.m. kickoff. We got BYU and the Badgers. The Badgers favored by 22 points, yet to cover a game this year. I think they finally do it today.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with your phone, Jeff?
My phone?
Where are you at?
I think he's in a tunnel.
Oh, I'm just going. I'm going into the gym.
Okay.
Stop walking.
Okay. Stop walking. And, okay.
Oh, good. All right.
Oh, yeah. Stop walking. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Here we go. Go ahead.
Let's do it again. 22.5 points. The Badgers are favored by at home against BYU. BYU lost to Cal last week. I'm going to take the Badgers to cover the 22 points. 22.5.
How about you, Jeff? Who do you like?
Oh, well, BYU, they've got Mormon God on their side. They could win.
Okay. So are you taking BYU?
Yeah, I'll take BYU.
Okay, and I'll take...
Oh, there goes the truck. Dump truck.
Okay, I'll take the Badgers.
I'm taking Badgers.
Okay, so...
So we're all taking...
22 points is a lot, you guys.
22.5. You even get the hook there.
Yeah.
So they got to actually win by 23. So they're 0-2 in covering this year.
The Badgers might not cover, but I'm a homer.
All right, so all right, we're going to hold off on the Packers-Vikings game, obviously, so we got two NFC North teams playing against each other. So let's pop up here. Actually, you know what? We're going to go with the Packers and the Vikings because I'm waiting for this line. So we're actually going to use that one. The Packers are favored, surprisingly. Aaron Rodgers probable minus one. So they just got to win by 1 point this week. Who do you guys got? I never bet against the Packers, so I got to go Packers.
Okay, Ryan's going Packers. Who do you got, Jeff?
Oh, the Packers.
Yeah, me too, Packers.
Oh, I'm going to throw a zinger. Oh, I'm going to throw a zinger. I'm picking Vikings. Sorry.
It's okay.
That's all right.
Sorry.
I'm glad you're doing that because you're.
I love the Packers, but you're
picking for Danny. That's
I'm picking
good.
For Danny. Sorry, Danny. Sorry.
That's all right. A good point. All right, now this line actually.
Ago, she never picks the Vikings.
I know. she lied to us.
All right, I was waiting on this one because the line actually just changed. We got the Lions 0-1 on the season. They're on the road, and they're 6-point dogs playing the 49ers, who are also 0-1 on the season.
What do you got?
6 points.
They're underdogs.
Yep, 6-point underdogs.
Okay, who do you got, Jeff?
Well, I haven't liked the Lions since they Megatron retired. So.
Yeah.
49ers.
You know what, Brian, who are you taking?
I am actually going to take the Lions to cover the 6.
To cover the 6, huh? Garoppolo didn't do all that great last week.
No, he was pretty bad.
I'm going to take I think the Lions will bounce back. Lori?
I'm going to take 49ers.
Okay.
You're going to take so we got Niners. All right.
Okay.
Let's get the Bears schedule because they play on Monday Night Football, so I got to pop that one up real quick. My apologies, guys. And the Bears, they are, well, let's see. I got to find this. So you guys keep talking and help me out here.
Dead air.
I'm just laughing.
I thought Ryan would have had this done before.
I did. Well, I have them all the Sunday games on the list, but the problem is Monday – you have to go a little bit deeper and dig in.
The Bears still suck.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, let's see here. Sorry about this.
Okay. He's got 5 computers in front of him. He can't find it.
I know. What the heck is going on? It's got every game except for the Bears. So,
who are the Bears playing?
They're playing the Seahawks. Let's see here.
Okay, now he's got to type it in. Oh, sorry about that,
Jeff.
He's
Googling it.
He's I got, can tell why I might win.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, right? I mean, I know you're going to
win. They
should
give you a $25 gift card for that one.
You know, the thing is that because, you know, there's a Monday night game involved every now and then, I send out the gift certificate Monday morning. So I don't even know if the caller actually won or not. You know, I just send it out, you know, because Curly's Waterfront Pub actually wants you to use it to go out there.
All right, I got it.
Oh,
sorry about
that,
guys. The Bears are favored by 3 at home against the Seahawks.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah. I'm actually going to take the Seahawks to cover the 3.
Yeah? And who do you got? Jeff?
Seattle, please.
Seattle?
Yeah.
All right.
Lori?
I'm going to take the Bears.
Oh, man. You know, actually, this is kind of a – I'm going to – yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with the Seahawks, too.
You're going to take the Seahawks?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to.
All right. There we go.
Jeff,
go. Stay on the line, buddy.
Thank you for playing and stay on the line because we need your name and address, okay?
Sure.
Okay, stay on the line. Thanks. And with that, we got to go to a break. Stay tuned with Lori Scherf, Tommy Neubauer, and, of course, our good friend, Ryan Horvath. We'll be right back. Whoa. Yesterday. Alrighty, folks, we're back. Oh, I'm just checking. Oh, guess what? Got another email. Where did I put my glasses?
He's losing it today.
I put them right
there.
I know Danny always teases me. Of course I get. Uh-oh, this guy sent graphic pictures. I'm not going to look at them right now, but this is from Bottom Feeder. This is how my vacation started this year, Tom. Our second night on 3 lakes. Left a couple of rubber baits that I got from Rick at Smokey's hanging off the gunwale when we came in for the night. My buddy backs the trailer in. I hop off to hook up one of the bow straps and drag my right leg across the gunwale and impaled the trebles into my calf.
Oh.
Got back to the cabin and snipped off the bait, and after considering, my buddies offered to take them out. I glanced at the cooler and saw how many empty adult beverage cans there were, and I thought, better of that idea. Good thought,
good call.
Bottom feeder, when your buddies are lit. Anyway, off to Eagle River we went to the hospital. Hospital folks didn't even bat an eye. As a matter of fact, they have a display case of all the casualties that have come in over the years.
Yes, they do.
Spent a few days with what I felt like nonstop Charlie horse, but all is well now. No infection, all healed up. Enjoying the show as always, from Tony. Okay, I gotta look at the pictures. I just have to. I hope it's downloading now. Archive zip file. They got all these different. It used to be so much easier. They changed things. You know, on Windows 10.
Right.
It's changed. Okay.
Yeah, they actually have an actual display. I haven't visited that ER up in Eagle River yet. I'm sure it'll happen.
Oh, that's gross. There's two of the three trebles in his leg. You want to see it?
Yes, I want to see it.
Okay. Here, can you see that? Two of the three.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's gross.
It's
a lot of blood. The blood is dripping down his leg. This is pretty good.
Yeah, that's
pretty
graphic.
There's another photo. I got to check this one
out. Well, at least it's in his calf, and he's got a lot of meat down there. So
this is where they got just the pieces of the hook. Well, Tony, I'm glad you're doing better now. Well, I'll tell you, that one time I had to go to St. Vincent's in Green Bay. When I went to St. Vincent's, the doc, and I only had two, and it was during a walleye tournament. I only had two of these. They were a Bagley's shad lure.
Okay.
And there's a lot of shad in the Fox River.
Yes, there is.
And that's where we were fishing because it was so darn windy out on the bay. We stayed in the river.
Right.
And I only had two of these big shad lures, and those walleyes were feeding on that. And we had caught a bunch already. I only had two of them. So the doctor, after he takes it out, he says, can I hang this in my display case because we saved these?
Right.
And I said, you know, doc, I would, but I only have two of them, and I might lose one in the rocks or to a muskie or something. I'll send it to you. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy the True finally lied. Because when I got his bill, I said, you can buy your own damn lure.
Right, exactly.
And
you can buy a whole bunch of them off the bill I just paid you.
And hang it up there, yes.
Yeah, right. So. Oh, Lord.
I know. I probably should have, but I didn't feel that guilty at the time.
No.
But I'm glad, Tony, that you're all right. That was a pretty gross.
That was pretty nasty.
Those are some big hooks in his calf.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, let's get back to deer hunting. We did start it on it a while. Now, where do you deer hunt? Where do you bow hunt, I should say?
I bow hunt. The majority is down here, town of Vernon, town of Waukesha area.
Oh,
and
really?
On private property.
Yeah.
A couple acres and stuff in New Berlin. And basically, you know, I've got a couple tree stands set out on a couple different properties.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I use my safety lines. I use the hunter safety system with the, you know, the harness and everything.
Sure, yeah.
So, I mean, everybody should just...
That's smart.
Yeah, you need to invest in some of that. And it's not... They're coming down in pricing and stuff. And I've got the spider line. You tie it off at the bottom, you tie it off at the top, and you when you're climbing, you can just move that knot.
Yeah.
And if you do fall, it cinches up.
Yeah.
And
it catches you.
Yeah,
I know I had
you.
A friend fall out of a tree. Thank God he was okay, but he did do some damage to some ribs.
Right.
And he walked funny for a while,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and
it's, I mean, if you're up 20 feet.
You could kill yourself.
Yeah, you can kill yourself. You're paralyzed.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, I use hang-on tree stands. I don't use a lot of ladder stands. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, you know, anything can happen. You can have a peg pull out or
so
anything.
So there's that. And actually, in the Waukesha area, New Berlin, wherever, anywhere, there's a lot of deer around here.
Oh, there's tons of deer.
Yeah, there's tons of deer. Because they don't get bothered too much. They're into golf courses and whatever. And
golf courses, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And basically... You know, there's a lot of areas that you can hunt, and there's public areas that you can hunt, you know, Vernon Marsh and in areas like that. So, you know, you just got to get out there and ask for permission.
Now, do you ever go north for, like, gun hunting or anything? Or
no,
do you
I stay at home. I stay at home, stay down here. All the guys go up north, and the girls stay home. So, if basically, I'll bow hunt during gun season.
Now, let me ask you real quick. When you say bow hunt, is that with a compound or a crossbow?
I still use traditional crossbow. You know, my husband bought the Raven crossbow and he loves it because he was having shoulder itch issues and he thought he was gonna have a rotator cuff problem, but with exercise and stuff and proper, you know, tuning the body little bit better. But he loves his Raven crossbow, and I just can't pull the trigger yet, so to speak, on it. And
so you don't use a crossbow?
No, I do not.
You just said you use a traditional crossbow. You mean a traditional...
Or not crossbow, a regular
compound
bow. Absolutely. Compound. Yeah, compound.
A compound bow.
A compound bow.
You ever think of using a recurve?
No, I do. We do have them. Yeah. We just...
It's not easy.
No, it's not. You're going not back easy. To basics. Fingers. Well, we all started off with fingers. We never had those releases and trigger releases and stuff.
I know. My middle son, Nick, he's hunting right now with his father-in-law and a couple of brother-in-laws and that up in Columbia County, I think it is.
People have gone back to old school. They've gone back to those.
Oh, there's a guy who we've talked to a number of times. He sent us some emails. It's the Traditional Archers Club or it's something like that. Mm-hmm. I forget the exact name, and they use not just recurves, but the longbows.
Yes, the longbows.
You know, they're not recurves; they're straight. Mm-hmm. You know, which I'll tell you what, you know, it's not, you can't hold that position very long on
those.
Right,
you're going to be jump shooting. You're going to be drawing back, and you
and
better
letting
shoot.
It fly. Yeah.
And it's all strictly instinct. You have no sights, no nothing on those bows.
Can I tell you a quick story about that? My one cousin, Junior Sattler. I can't remember his first name. They call him Junior. George. Excuse me. George Sattler. This is from many years. This is from the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. He used to own, him and his wife, Joy, owned Joytown Archery.
Okay.
I think it was called. It was in West Allis. I can't remember the exact name. Anyway, he invented the cam action compound bow.
Okay.
See, at the time they had the regular compound with the round cams.
Right.
This was the cam action where it was like cut. It was like a half moon almost.
Right.
You know, he invented that and got a patent on it. And Outers paid him for the patent and hired. Part of the package was we get the patent and we hire you for 5 years to be our director of the archery division. Okay. And it was a pretty good sum of money, you know.
Wow.
So anyway, and then he after the 5 years, of course, they let him go because that was the end of the contract.
Right, the contract's up.
And then he started a business up in Onalaska called Joy Valley Archery. And they made very unique, competitive compound bows that the risers were all, I mean, the handles, the risers, they were all like candy apple red, this, that, sparkle
finish. Yeah, all the fancy,
It was the real fancy stuff, and his wife, Joy, was a really good shot at targets. When it came to real
animals,
the first time we were out with her, she hit the deer in the foot, in the hoof part, you know?
Yep.
And as the deer ran away, the arrow's running with it. But no, she was very good. As a matter of fact, she went to she got in the finals in some competition in Las Vegas. I can't remember. But anyway, that Joy Valley Archery. Yeah, he was very involved in the archery, him and his wife and all that. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
you know,
it definitely. I mean, some people can shoot at targets, and you know that's all they can shoot at. But when it, you know, they get stage fright when they have to actually shoot an animal.
Well, it happens to everybody, I think.
Yeah.
First time, you know, look at it, you know. So anyway, we got to go to a quick break.
Real quick, somebody would like to know where you bought your jacket.
My jacket. Oh, it's at Volt, VOLT.com, I believe. You can Google it.
Yeah, just go to, Volt.com.
Volt Heat.
Or Volt Heat. Yeah.
I can't remember the actual website, but it's
Colby
Wright, Colby Wright, Wright. It's the gentleman that I dealt with.
Yeah.
And
but if they go the other one, the Volt.
Mm-hmm. It should come up.
If they Volt Google that, it'll come up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe there's something on the jacket, on the vest.
Let me see here.
Look on the vest.
Look on the actual vest.
Maybe
says zero layer resistance, Volt resistance.
Okay.
But maybe we can Google that for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go to our last break of the day, folks. We're happy you're staying tuned with us. She is
the final countdown.
Yes, it is the final countdown. Last segment of the show, and we got an email from our good friend Greg with Traditional Archery. Oh, guys, and gals. By the way, it says, sorry, Tom, but a compound is not a traditional archery. Is not traditional archery. Greg, I didn't say compounds were. I actually said recurves and longbows
yes.
were the traditional archery.
Yes.
I was telling a story about compounds, so I don't want you to get me wrong there now, Greg. But he says, here is the bull elk that my buddy got Tuesday. He's on the left, me on the right, your traditional friend, Greg. Anyway, that is beautiful, Greg. Wow, what a,
it's a
beautiful
big bull.
And I can tell that it looks like a recurve bow that he was using on a big bull elk. That's wow.
Yeah, that's a nice
that
bull.
Thing, that is,
it's huge.
Man, those antlers are huge.
Huge.
They are big. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, if people ever want to get involved in that, I'll just Google traditional archery Milwaukee. It should pop up. I think it would be Milwaukee or Waukesha or whatever, but traditional archery Milwaukee, it should show up.
Yeah, I googled the for that Volt Heat vest. It's voltheat.com.
There you go.
Is Volt. The website.
All right. Well, we got that. All right, let me do this. I'm just doing a couple of things here, Lori. I'm going to shut down this computer because Mike McGivern will come in here with a whole bunch of people.
I know. He's got everything set up in
here. On his show. Yeah, he came in, put out all the chairs, the headphones, and whatever. So, well, wait a minute. I don't think he puts out headphones because they don't take calls, so they really don't need headphones.
Right, right.
They can just talk back
and forth.
They
can do back and forth.
Yeah, to each other. Now, so you think if it cools off next week, you'll be going...
Well, next weekend,
Or you got a muskie tournament.
There is a muskie tournament, but I recently got into the obstacle course racing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
The OCR. I have a Super Spartan in Michigan next Saturday, so we will be
out
there.
And when you talk about that, you're running these like the mud run and whatever.
Yeah, it's like a mud run, traditional mud run, and obstacles,
climb over things, climb under things.
Under things, you're climbing under barbed wire, you're jumping over fire. Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. But this one is an 8 to 10 mile run with 24 to 29 obstacles
My heart rate goes up with just you talking about it. You know,
it's like a lot of fun. It really, you know,
well, a lot of fun.
Well, yeah,
maybe
pushes
to you,
yourself to do
not
it.
Not to me.
Get your butt off the couch.
Well,
but,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting on the couch watching the Badgers and then the Packers. So my butt will be on the couch. I'll be thinking of you. Or next week when I'm watching the Packers, I'll think of you
trying to kill myself,
running around with mud all over, looking like a ninja lady.
Ninja
you know?
Warrior. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's something, you know, interesting to get into, and it keeps you going and keeps you young.
That's something. Does your husband do this stuff, too?
I wish he would have done the Rugged Maniac, but he has had a back surgery and knee surgery, and he's been bondoed and band-aided back together. Yeah. So he has to kind of watch, and you do have heavy lifting in some of these. The Spartan, you have to do an Atlas carry, which is a 100-pound Atlas ball that you have to lift off the ground using your back, carry it, put it down, do 5 push-ups, pick it back up and carry it.
What's his name again, Jim?
Gene.
I think Gene did this stuff on purpose so he didn't have to do this stuff.
Gene,
if you're listening, you're a smart guy. Hurt yourself again when this next one comes up again.
Honey,
I don't know. I got the Aaron Rodgers going. Yeah, I got the Aaron Rodgers knee thing going, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of a military beast. You know, the Spartans are more the tougher ones. You have the tough mudders.
Yeah.
You have the more fun ones. I did the Rugged Maniac, which is a 5K. That one, when I did in less than an hour, that was 47 minutes. So
that's crazy. But not next weekend, then the following weekend maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're definitely not going to be putting a boat away anytime soon. So, and we'll get some
I was talking about deer hunting.
Oh, deer hunting. Yeah. We'll definitely be out. I'm going to be out tomorrow morning.
Well, yeah, you'll be out tomorrow
morning.
Where are you going to? Which lake tomorrow?
Or don't you
want to give it out, the secret stuff?
Tonight, we're probably going to go hit Pewaukee again.
Yeah.
But then tomorrow morning, I'm going to go bow hunting on some private property. So.
Oh, so you will go out tomorrow.
Yeah. When it's cooler out in the morning, it's just going to be too hot in the afternoons to be sweating and dealing with mosquitoes and getting a thermocell.
Well,
get yourself a thermocell this year, I'm telling you, because you will be a blood donor otherwise.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my son and his relatives out there. Just getting bit up like
they are,
crazy.
As soon as that sun goes down last night, it was horrible. You could not stand the mosquitoes in the boat last night. It was
they were
bad.
Out in the lake. Normally they're not.
Out in the lake.
Yeah,
that's
normally
how bad they
they're
were.
Not. You know,
no, It was bad. I'm like, okay, we're done. I can't even take it anymore. Yeah. It was bad, and we didn't have the thermocell in the boat last night.
So maybe it would be a good idea to have a thermocell in the boat, eh?
Yes. Yes, I think I'm going to be bringing it tonight because it was pretty bad.
Yeah, so. And those work pretty good. I've never used one. They're awesome.
They
do work.
They are awesome.
You know, I guess they have one that you can wear on your wrist.
Mm-hmm. This one, I have a carrier that I can, it's a pouch, and you can clip it onto your belt that, you know, you can just hang in a tree or on your belt. So I even use it in my yard.
Yeah, I know a lot of places sell those. I know we sell a lot of those, you know.
Yeah, they're awesome. I swear by those.
And just want to let folks know that over at Smokey's Musky Bait and Tackle Shop, they still got those boats and motors there that you can rent if you just want to go out for a half a day or a whole day. I mean, and you don't have to go far to catch fish, that's
right,
for sure.
You can go right out to Taylor's Bay right out there.
Yeah, well, that's across the lake, but you don't even have to go that far
to
find fish. So how much time we got left, Ryan? 1 minute?
1 minute.
Well, listen, Lori Scherf, thank you for coming in today.
You're very welcome.
I really enjoyed doing the show with you. We're going to have you in again to tell us all about the deer hunt season, how it all went and everything.
Yeah, see how it goes. See if we can get some venison in the freezer.
And then get ready for ice fishing.
Yes.
So, anyway, that's all I got for Lori Scherf.
That's all I got.
I'm Tom Neubauer.
Stay
tuned. Next week, we'll have more good stuff here on the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors.
To all the listeners, thanks for listening. And God bless and stay free, everyone.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like the grandest canyon, wild. Like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind. You can knock me down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.